Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's dive right into that. It's the Civil War this weekend. Oregon hosting Oregon State. It's a noon kickoff locally. You can catch that game right here on the Fan Sports Network. Pre-game coverage will start at 8 a.m. right here with the Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, Q, one of my favorite dudes in the biz. Jeff Rust will be here. Am I missing anybody else? For the morning show? Pre-game? No, that's it. So make sure you check that out right here on the Fan Sports Network. We are home of the Oregon Ducks. And with a game at noon, a game will probably end around 3:30, 4 o'clock, which means post-game action. So you're looking at almost 12 hours of Duck coverage right here on Saturday, and it's a big one this weekend. Maybe not so much on the football field, but I think it's a big one because, you know, a lot of people's emotions are running high or running low.
I was say, are they running high? I didn't realize that it was this bad among Beaver fans. Like, I've been on the golf course the last couple weeks talking to people, and the apathy for this game is just like, I wish we weren't playing.
But what I would...
I'm like, oof, it's that... Like, you're... Like, I get it. You're not in a good spot. But there's not even like a what if... Like, you, like I understand how far the spread is and how sideways it is and all those things, but, like, if by some unforeseen miracle that the Ducks just crap the bed and you find a way to win this game, like, there's not, like, one iota of that, and then it was like, no.
Well, just because like, there's apathy and kind of a negative feeling to it, that doesn't take away. I mean, that's still a high feeling emotion. It might not be high energy. It might not be loud and screaming to the sky. But I would argue that that's a lot of emotion. There's a lot to think about that. And I would challenge Oregon State fans, as difficult and as frustrating as this season has started and the outlook of the rest of it, I challenge you to kind of find what you're talking about, Danny. Kind of dig deep down and think about it. Look, did anybody ever think Appalachian State was going to beat
I was going to say that, and because weren't they like 30-point dogs in that game?
Yeah, man, they were D2 at the time, you know, and Michigan is, you know, this famous Rich Rod. Michigan's finally got a high-powered offense, you know, and they lose in a crazy, crazy fashion. I understand the apathy. I understand the doom and gloom and the frustrations and all that kind of stuff. I completely understand it. I sympathize and empathize from my alma mater's point of view. But I think that there are times when you can let that go and just get back to the basics of it, of just hating your neighbor down the street. I think there's still some to be said about that. And I think you can have a lot of fun with it before the game, the week before, of just having that conversation with your friends. Look, do I, you know, we're going to have Chris Fetters and Alex Brink on Friday to talk the Apple Cup. Do I think my Cougs got a chance to win this Apple Cup? Absolutely not. I think it's going to be really rough. However, I love getting together with my friends and talking about how much I hate my rival. I love getting together and just talking about how, hey, this might not be fun, but dude, what if it's 7-0 at the end of the first quarter? You know, like, I think there's still a way that the game itself, no matter how it goes, you can still have a good time. You can still have a fun camaraderie and continue to do this. And I don't remember if I heard, it might have been Primetime talking about it last year or yesterday. If it's If it's one time over the next 10 years that you win that game, dude, you're going to go bananas. You're going to go bananas. You're going to love it. 2 years in a row, my Cougs almost beat UW with Michael Penix. They went to the Natty that year. And last year, we beat them. Like, those are fun memories to have, even if we lose the next 20. I don't know. I think there's a place in this world for you to have an appreciation and fun with it, despite what the game on the field is actually going to look like.
Right? Like, there's got to be something there.
It can't be just... The rivalries are not just on the field. It's regionality. It's your city versus my city. It's my colors, your colors. It's we all got friends that we really love that went to the other school that when it gets to it, I hate your guts this week, you know? I think it's more than the game, and I would again challenge. I would challenge Oregon fans the same way, Oregon students, alumni, and fans the same way. I respect you for being polite and courteous and understanding the gravity of the situation at Oregon State. Save that for another week, you know.
Yes,
like I don't want to say I'm full heel here. I'm actually trying to be full face on this. Like, talk S, you know, talk trash.
What, I mean,
are we going to beat you by 50? We going to beat you by 60? You know, like, I don't know. I think rivalries, again, like, I think what I'm hammering home on this is it's more than what the game is on the field. It's about your state, your conferences, your former conferences, your colors, your friends. I don't know.
It's just going into this as Eeyore. It's like
going into life as Eeyore is a challenge.
It's just like, find something. Now, that balloon could get popped very quickly. Then you can go be Eeyore. But, like, part of fandom, you know, fan is short for fanatic, man. Like, I get it. As a fan of a team, it's not dealing with this stuff. I know I get all the crap for it. But it's like, come on, man. You guys, Oregon State's a prouder program than that. You are. And you deserve better than that. Yeah, you're not happy with Brayden. Yeah, you're not happy with, like... Don't be apathetic and turn on it. Turn on it in the sense of, like, we demand better. Don't turn away. Turn on it.
Does
that make sense?
It makes total sense. I think when the demand better, I think you can look at that when you're not playing your rival. How am I trying to say this? It's almost like a family reunion in the sense that, look, I got family members that I cannot stand to be around. And I got family members that I love to be around. And when the family reunion comes around, you're like, oh, man, this isn't going to go well. I'm not really going to enjoy this. I'm going to really struggle. That's my personal struggle when it comes to my extended family. Now, when they get here and they show up, you just kind of make it work and you make it happen. And I think there's a little bit of that. I think once you get out of this rivalry and you start looking at, if you're Oregon State and you start looking at Houston, if you're Oregon, you start looking at Penn State, then you can kind of go back to, okay, we're Oregon fans. We have national championship aspirations, Big Ten title aspirations, trying to repeat. And if you're Oregon State, you can go back to, look, Trent Bray's not the guy. And I really want to, you know, I'm worried about our program and what's the deal with this war chest and the media rights deal. You go to that after this, like, use this time to kind of, I don't know, celebrate the history. And maybe that's me trying to be cup half full. Maybe that's me trying to be the positive outlook. But as somebody that's in a similar situation, that's how I'm going into my weekend. And there's so many, you guys are blowing up the text line right now, and I absolutely love you for it. And kind of the overall narrative is pretty doom and gloom. And I guess I'm just trying to remember we used to have a lot of fun at this, and I think we still can.
Yes. That's ultimately where I'm at with this. It's like... I get it. Stuff sucks. You don't have to convince me otherwise. But there's got to be something you can find there. There's got to be something, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's the pregame. You know, it's the pregame. It's the week leading up. It's talking trash. It's you know, oh, you guys are 35.5-point faves. Cool. We cover.
Right. Something.
Hey, Johnny, I'll bet you $50 we cover the spread. Huh? That game became more interesting now, huh? I don't want to say gambling is what's got to do it, but, like, find things like that, man. I got so many friends that are Husky fans that I'm already texting all week. Like, you're going down 20.5. Oh, man, I thought we were supposed to be bad this year. It's only 20.5. What do you guys know anyway? Oh, your head coach is going to leave anyway. You know, Jed Fish won't be at UW anyway, so who cares? Is he already looking at the Florida job? Maybe we'll smoke you this week. I don't know. I think there's a place. I understand things are tough. I do. I really do. And I 100% feel for you on that. But keep playing this game.
Find something.
Yeah, keep playing this game. Have fun with it.
That's ultimately where I land on this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.